What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Interludes. It's your host, Maddie. And oh my goodness, these last 2 weeks have been crazy. I told y'all I was getting a tonsillectomy in my last episode, and that thing dragged me through the mud, like ran me over with an 18-wheeler and just terrible. And so I've been on the come up since then, and it's been a lot better, but gosh, that first week was brutal. I could barely eat, barely drink. I could barely talk. I was literally whispering half the time or like writing out things I needed to say in like my notes app. And it was just tough. It was so hard, especially since I am such a go, go, go person and I like to be able to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And so, you know, I was like really frustrated that I wasn't able to eat when I wanted to eat, and I wasn't able to just like actually drink some water when I wanted to drink water because it hurt so bad, and go work out and all that stuff. So it was frustrating, but you know what? It was probably really good rest that I needed, and I'm grateful that there were no complications and that, you know, we're coming out on the other side of this in one piece, because you know, you never know what's going to happen when you get put under anesthesia and go into surgery. So very blessed about that. This past week I went back to work. So I was at the restaurant 3 days, Friday, Sunday, and today. And then I worked the George Strait at Kyle Field concert, which absolutely insane. Biggest concert attendance wise in United States history. Over 110,000 people were there. I made big bucks because people were just drinking away and having a good time, but it was amazing. I literally said to some of the people in my suites, I said, I've been to the Eras Tour and this is like still equally as insane. Like, it was just so many people. And they did like how Taylor does at the Eras Tour, where she has the bracelets that light up. He did that too. So that made it like even cooler, because you get to see like a sea of color throughout the entire stadium, which is so fun. But yeah, I mean, I haven't really been up to too much because of the surgery and just recovery. Summer school has been going on. So I'm taking 2 classes this month and then 2 classes next month. So very accelerated, fast paced. I'm doing school almost every day just to make sure I'm keeping up. One of my professors actually sent an email this week and said we're on our last module. And I was like, that's insane, because we just started this class literally when I got back from Europe. So that has been a whirlwind. I've been getting to read little by little. I actually started the ACOTAR series. So I'm in my little fantasy era right now, and I'm on A Court of Mist and Fury, and it's good. It's a long book, so I'm struggling a little bit with that. But yeah, that's really all that I've had going on this week. Before I get into this week's episode, if you're new here, hi, my name's Madeline Van Dyke, and this is Interludes Podcast. This is just a safe space for my Christian girlies and guys that are in their 20-somethings trying to figure out how to live this Christian lifestyle in this day and age. And you are so loved here, you are so seen, and you are so heard, and I'm so happy that you are here. And if you're a reoccurring listener, thank you so much for coming back every single week. Your support means the world to me, and I could not do this if I didn't have people that came back and listened to my episodes every single week. I mean, I could, but it's more fun to know that the things that I'm saying and the planning that I put into this has an effect on people in a bigger sense than just myself. So yes, welcome back, welcome if you're new, and let's get into this week's topic. So I played around with quite a few topics for this week, and I decided to do something that I don't know why this never came to my head before, but it's, you know, it seems like a very simple thing, but it is like a very big thing. And I feel like a lot of people who are new to Christianity or, you know, don't really even know Jesus struggle with this. And it is, how do we pray? Because, you know, depending on the church you go to and the people you surround yourself with, in your faith-based communities, you will hear different ways of this is how you pray, this is how you pray. And I just want to clarify from the get-go, there is no right or wrong way to pray. Like, there is no one way that if you do it this way, God is going to hear you. And, you know, I think one of the most important things to remember while praying that also tends to get very lost when we are praying is that this is a conversation that we are having with God. So, you know, when you're having a conversation with somebody, you expect there to be back and forth. You talk, they talk, you talk, they talk. You're not just going to talk the entire time. This isn't a monologue. And so when we pray, we oftentimes will come lay down all of our desires, everything that's going on in our lives to God, and then be like, okay, that's it. Peace out. Like, that's all I had to say. And you don't give him a chance to respond. And I think that is something that's really important, is remembering that this is a conversation. Even in those periods and moments of silence where you're just sitting there, you know, dwelling in the silence and waiting for God to speak, like, that is part of the conversation, you know? And so actually this whole topic stemmed from the devotional that I'm currently doing on my Bible app. And I had today's lesson was about some guidelines on how to pray and like just different ways of how you can pray. And I really liked all of them and I thought that they would be really helpful for a lot of people, especially those that are questioning, like, how do I talk to God? How do I, you know, do this? Because people have different, you know, ways of doing things and there is no one right and wrong way. So the first thing I have is you can pray on both a scheduled time and spontaneously. So you, what I'm saying by that is you don't have to just be like, okay, I'm going to always pray before I go to bed and when I wake up in the morning. And then the whole rest of the day, you're like, okay, I don't have to pray because, you know, I got my morning and my night covered. Like, that's it. No, God wants the conversation to keep going throughout the entire day. He wants to keep talking to you. He wants to hear from you throughout your entire day, every day, because, you know, He is the one that is guiding your steps, that is protecting you, that is doing all these things in your life. So He wants to talk to you about them, about things that are bothering you, about things that are hurting you, about things that make you happy. Like, God wants to hear from you, no matter how minuscule something might seem compared to how something humongous might seem. Like, God still cares no matter what. He can take the smallest thing and make it into something big. So don't ever think that there is something too small that you can't bring to God's feet. So then I have pray alone and pray with others. And so, you know, when I first really dove into Christianity and really said, okay, I'm going to take this serious, I'm going to give Jesus my life and, you know, live for Him and everything I do be for Him, I had a really hard time praying out loud in front of other people and like just praying with others in general, because I always felt like I didn't really know what I was supposed to say. And, you know, just the whole essence of, you know, speaking so intimately with God and other people hearing you, and is what you're saying resonating with them, like just really overthinking it and making prayer more about me and how it was making me feel and not really about God. And that's what it was supposed to be about. You know, it's so important to pray with other people because you learn so much and there's so much power that comes in being covered by a community of people, especially a community of Christ followers, and just being able to know that you have these people that when you are at your lowest moment, when you feel like you can't pray for yourself, that you're going to have these people that can come and pick you back up and, you know, speak words over you and pray to God for you. And, you know, that's just so important. It's so important to have community. We talk about how important community is and church community is. And it's literally because you get to learn and pray alongside other believers. And that is like the most amazing gift. It says in James chapter 5, verse 16, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. So just reiterating that praying with others is so powerful. Where two or three are gathered, so is the Lord. And it is just, you know, there's strength in numbers. Like, there's no lie to that. There's nothing like going against that. It is so true. There is strength in being with other people. But then there's also so much importance and intimacy that you can have with God when you choose to pray alone. And, you know, this is going to kind of lead into my next points, but, you know, when you pray alone, it doesn't have to be just a simple silent, you're just speaking to God. I mean, if you do that, that is fine by all means. I do that at night. Usually when I'm about to go to sleep, I will pray to God and I will be quiet. But sometimes it is really effective to actually speak to God. And that gets into my next point of you can pray quietly and you can pray out loud. Sometimes I'll be in the car driving somewhere and I'll just be straight up full on having a conversation with God, like saying everything out loud, like he's actually in the car with me physically and listening to every single word I'm saying. And, you know, when you do that, when you speak out loud to God, it really creates the atmosphere of that being a conversation, which I emphasized at the beginning of this, that it's so important to remember that when you are praying, prayer is a conversation between you and God. And so in order to maintain those periods of, you know, silence where you can just let the Lord put his word onto your heart and, you know, let him speak, I think that's really, 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 really effective when you choose to pray out loud. But also praying quietly is just as good too. You have that silence. You can go to your safe place to just talk to God and get it all out there. And like, I just want to keep reiterating, there is no right or wrong way to pray. You know, your prayers can be through words. Your prayers can be through acts. Your prayers can be through worship. I think one of my favorite ways to really praise God and, you know, show how thankful and grateful I am and reflect on the things that he has brought me through is through worship, because that is another really important aspect of prayer. You know, we come to him and we lay down these desires to him, but it's important to remember that there's also things that we need to reiterate that we are thankful for, that we are grateful for, that we love him for. And another thing that's really important when praying is when you're asking God for something, it's important to, you know, really have that faith in believing that God is going to do what God is going to do, and it is going to be in your best interest, whether he answers the prayer that you are asking for or he gives you something totally different. You know, no matter what, he has your best interests at heart, and you need to believe that he is going to come through for you. Because like 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17, it says it itself, pray without ceasing, no matter what, no matter how hard things get, no matter how bleak things look, no matter how good things are, never stop praying. Because, you know, I don't know how to get across how important it is to continuously have a conversation running with God. But like, you know, for me firsthand, I have struggled these last couple of weeks with feeling super close to God and feeling like I am, you know, just on fire for God. Like, I just haven't felt super, super, super like fiery, like how I used to feel. And that has been really discouraging. And I've noticed that with that, I have started to become very silent and I have not been praying as much. And I have not been, you know, really locked into my devotionals and my Bible readings every morning and my worship music and stuff like that. And I've seen how that has affected my life, how not allowing God to be, you know, the first thought in my mind at the beginning of the day and the last thought in my mind at the end of the day, how that has affected my life. You know, God can only fix what you allow him to see. So if you don't bring, you know, your worries to God, your anxieties, your fears, your problems, like, God can't fix it if you're not allowing God to even touch it. Like, that's like getting mad at someone because they didn't fix something that they didn't even know was going on in the first place, you know? And so really, that is all I got. This was a short episode, but, you know, I think I got all the points across that I wanted to get across. And I just want you all to be encouraged in your prayer life and just keep praying. No matter how hard things get, no matter how bleak things are, you know, you could be praying for something for years and years and years, and I want you to remain confident that God is going to come through, and don't ever get discouraged that he's not. You know, again, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17, pray without ceasing, never stop praying, never give up. And, you know, there's something great on the other side of every trouble that we go through. And so I just hope you feel encouraged. I hope this episode helped some of you that are trying to figure out how to pray. And just, I want to reiterate again, there is no right or wrong way to pray. You can pray however you want. God will accept it no matter what. He just wants to have a conversation with you, and he wants you to be open to talking with him and, you know, giving him your problems, because he can do everything and there's no limit to what God can do. You know, we are limited as human beings, but there's no limit to what God can do and what God can make happen. So yeah, I'll see you guys again in 2 weeks. I hope you guys have a great next two, I don't know why I said that, but I hope you guys are having a great 2 weeks, and I will see you guys very, very soon in my next episode. Love you guys, and bye.